The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ethan Hewitt with KMA Land Shenandoah and John Jensen with the Grundy Register. Ethan, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Thank you for having us, Senator, as always. Kind of start us off here. I know, of course, work on the Farm Bill is still in progress right now, I guess. Kind of what's the latest update that you've heard on that legislation? And what have you been hearing, I guess, maybe from constituents about their concerns with the lack of a bill so far?
Well, I just tabulated for 86 counties that I've been in so far this year. The Farm Bill has come up as a discussion in 61 of them. So it's been high on the list of people, of issues people have talked to me throughout the year. The fact that Democrats aren't willing to give more for reference pricing to reflect the increase in inflation since 2018 in the last Farm Bill, which would be inflation in diesel, interest, seed, fertilizer, chemicals. They aren't willing to give at least a 20% increase, which is what the House Ag Committee did. There's at least one Democrat, and all the Republicans think there ought to be more money for reference pricing. As long as that's not in there, there's not going to be an agreement on a five-year Farm Bill. And remember, the sixth year of the five-year Farm Bill ends September 30th. And so when we get done with our summer break, go back in September, we've only got 3 weeks to get a one-year extension of the existing Farm Bill, which will happen. But we should have a five-year Farm Bill and not a seventh year of a five-year Farm Bill.
Okay, and to John.
Thank you, Senator. Last week, the Senate had a vote on the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act. Talk about what has taken so long for this bill to work through the Senate and what changes were made to the bill since it advanced from the House.
You're talking about the Ways and Means Tax Bill, right? That's the big
one. Correct.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty simple. One Democratic senator, not the other 99, one Democratic senator negotiated the bill with the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. It did pass the House by a wide margin, but all senators should have an opportunity to have a voice in the adoption of the bill, and so one senator, remember, 99 others had nothing to say about it. I'm a member of the Senate Finance Committee. It's under the jurisdiction of the Finance Committee, and none of us had input in it. So we've had it for about 4 or 5 months. No negotiations going on. No progress made. No changes were made in the United States Senate, and basically, it was, if Schumer were really serious about passing this bill, he would have scheduled it for four debate and amendment weeks ago. But he does it the day before we adjourn for our summer break, which is the month of August, and it's just a show vote, not much more. And it's to put people on the spot and to make a political point for the Democrat senators. But it's all Schumer's fault for not scheduling it for debate until the last day before we go home. So, you know, it would take days to work our way through that bill, so he wasn't serious about it.
All right, and back to Ethan.
Senator, obviously developments continue to come in from the Middle East and the conflicts going on there right now. With the latest, Iran is expected to retaliate against Israel for the killing of a senior Hamas leader in Tehran recently. I guess kind of what are your thoughts on those developments and obviously the possibility of other countries being brought into this conflict?
Well, if this were Trump presidency and he did the same thing to a guy by the name of Baghdadi, or whatever the name was, and then Soleimani, it was such a shock to Iran that they were able to take those two people out that Iran never widened the war effort. Now, will that be the same way now with the Biden administration not fully backing Iran, or I mean fully backing Israel, and it might give some encouragement to Iran to really attack? And there's some thought it might attack now. But this is a position and an occasion where the United States has to have show strong backing for Israel, and in a sense then send a signal to Iran, you better not do this. But I don't know what's going to happen, and maybe things are different now. They're obviously different under Biden and under Trump. They may want to widen this war. I just hope not.
All right, back to John.
Last week, Senator, you demanded that Safe Sport USA Gymnastics do more to protect its athletes. Talk about your interest in this cause and what needs to be done differently.
Yeah. Well, listen, we should make sure that these young, mostly girls, I think it's almost 100% girls, have been molested by some of these coaches. And we want to make sure that Safe Sports is the policing organization to make sure it doesn't happen again. And we're raising concerns about whether or not they're adequately protecting young people from sex molesters.
All right, back to Ethan.
Senator, I know you and your team have been one of the individuals kind of leading the charge a little bit on the investigations into the attempted Trump assassination late last month, I guess. Have there been any sort of updates or, I guess, kind of revelations coming from that investigation here recently?
Well, let me give you where my work hasn't ended and it's going to continue. But I got videos and emails from local law enforcement people in Pennsylvania. Before the FBI and Secret Service got it, I released it. Everything I have in my control, I have released because I want to be transparent. I want to make sure that we put pressure on FBI and Secret Service to be transparent. We want to make sure that what happened in JFK, because 60 years later, we're still asking questions about that assassination. And all of this stuff ought to be out to the public to make their judgment on. And we have a situation where it looks like they are not going to make everything public as they should. So consequently, I guess the update would be simply that the House of Representatives is really going into it big time by setting up a select committee of Democrats and Republicans, that all of them know that this wasn't handled right. And I expect them to be as thorough as the Secret Service is and FBI is investigating it, and they ought to be. So we're going to have plenty of checks and balances, and I'm still going to be releasing everything I get into the future. But with all these balls in the air, it seems to me like we ought to be able to get an answer, but it's going to take weeks before we get the final investigations over.
All right. And John, you'll have the last question.
Sure. Senator, the stock market plunged 1,000 points yesterday on global volatility due to concerns about the economy. How, if at all, should the Federal Reserve be reacting to the recent movement?
Well, I think you're talking about the bad employment report that came out on Friday. Would it be fair for me to assume that your question is related to that?
This seems to be what caused the volatility.
Yeah. I think that I'm not sure that they should wait till September when they meet again. I would think they could have a telephone meeting right now and reduce interest rates, and that they ought to do that. And I think the stock market reaction to all that is a very good reason for doing that. I don't think they ought to wait till they're meeting the mid-September. Okay. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Senator.
Thanks, Ethan and John, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.